This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio is in full swing. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. Our journalist, Prashewin Naidu, recently had the opportunity to test drive the Ford Ranger Tremor, right? With a history of exploring various Ranger derivatives, it's clear that Ford South Africa has a soft spot for Prashewin, if I have to say so myself. So stay tuned as he shares his insights on his latest model and wraps up with a motoring tip and his favorite hot gem of the week. I have him on the line right now. Welcome back, Prashewin. Good afternoon.
Hi there. Hey, good evening, yourself, Kimbesh. How are you?
No, I'm good, man. Welcome back.
Oh, good to be here. Good to be here.
I think you need to give me your secret, because it seems like you have a bit of a deal with Ford there that you are not letting us in on, hey?
I don't know. Hey, I wish they could give me the money, but I think it's more the cars, you know?
Yeah, no, maybe something will come up. But anyway, let's delve, you know, into the Tremor. What made it stand out? And among all Ranger variants, but which one impressed you the most?
You know, the Tremor, the name in itself sounds a bit interesting enough. I mean, it has a bit more enhanced off-roading capabilities, which is also shared with the Ford Ranger Wildtrak X. It's based on the XLT series, which makes it a bit more of an affordable option. Ford does claim that it is supposed to be affordable, but I think it's more ideally suited for the heavy-duty, hard-working environments off-road. And out of the favorites, I've driven the Wildtrak X, and the Tremor, and then the XLT. I think, you know, they all were the same, in my opinion. I think they were all powered by the same 2-liter bi-turbo diesel engine, and I think, you know, I don't know, Kimbash, it was quite a tough one to take in. And I think pricing-wise, I mean, the Wildtrak is priced at $950,000. The Wildtrak X is $1,040,000. And the Tremor is $977,000. And then the XLT is about $854,000. And I think it just depends on what works for you and what choices, you know, you would go for. If you want something heavy-duty, the Wildtrak X and the Tremor might be your suit, or something a bit more refined, comfortable, it's the Wildtrak, but they still kind of perform the same.
Wow, amazing, man. And let's speak about, you know, you putting it on the pedal. Did you, you know, put the Ranger Tremor through its paces off the beaten path? Was it also thirsty on the fuel, Prashewin?
It was definitely quite thirsty in the urban driving settings. You know, I found that it was achieving 12.1 liters per 100 kilometers, but off-road, I was quite excited. I mean, this car was refined. I mean, the chunky wheels definitely added to the appeal. You know, it is raised in stance, wider, more. They added some new Bilston, I believe it's called Bilston position-sensitive dampers to it, which basically enhances off-roading driving conditions. Okay. And, you know, I think Ford's four-wheel drive system makes the driving experience even more better. And, you know, really, it was quite a good, sophisticated, bucky off-road, and I felt it was just, you know, a good car. And torquey, lots of torque, 500 newton meters of torque, 154 kilowatts, and that 2-liter bi-turbo diesel is always quite addictive when I drive that car.
Amazing. I mean, you mentioned that, you know what, I mean, you've been through them all, the Wildtrak, the XLT, but now, you know, looks are very important. Tell us what visual upgrades the Tremor benefits from.
You know, it's quite a eye-catching car. Ours came in red with some black wheels. I mean, you know, Ford does say they have already refreshed their bucket. It's one concept, boring per se. It has those lovely, you know, boxed, squared-off appearance. And this car had fully kitted out. You know, they went through with some heavy-duty off-roading equipment like a steel bash plate in the front, underbody protection, tow hooks, aluminium side steps. It's tubular sports bar at the back end, and of course the raised stance and track width, and just overall chunkier off-roading heavy duty terrain tires, and some, we wrapped in these lovely 17-inch black wheels, and just a whole other kit of niceties that just made it look quite mean and menacing.
All right, speaking of mean, is there maybe anything different inside the Tremor's cabin?
It was not quite nice inside. Interestingly, I mean, they have this interior where they say it is water resistant, which is quite cool. I mean, if you're going to go off-roading, you don't mind your interior getting splashed or two. And they do have, you know, they've gotten rid of carpet mats. They have vinyl floor mats, which is perfect if you're going to go heavy off-roading again, easy to clean. And, you know, the interior overall is just luxury. It does feel quite good. Apple has for its, you know, 12-inch entertainment screen, wireless charging, Apple CarPlay. Wow. You know, the whole kitted out the system, and it's quite a nice cabin to be in. I didn't really find much difference in the rest of the other, you know, variants that I've driven. Maybe the Wildtrak X had a lovely Bose and a sound system, which was great. This didn't, but, you know, I think it does depend on the variant grade you go for.
All right. Sounds like they're not really different much, like from, you know, all of them that you've driven. But I need to put you on the spot, you know, give us your 2 cents from all the Buckies you've driven. Tell us, is this the one maybe to have? Well, for me, when it comes to the price, since it sounds like it's cheaper, so for me, the price attracted me before anything else. But I need to listen to the expert.
Okay, you know, I think in the segment, this Bucky is the best in terms of its refinement and its capabilities. They are leading Hacking Bash, I mean, but I feel like, you know, I feel like I've driven too many of these variants. I quite know it's already drilled into my brain that Buckies are quite the best. But, I mean, the competition is the Hilux, the Navara, Nissan Navara, and then the Isuzu D-Max X-Rider, which I actually kind of liked. I would choose that because it's not as flashy or luxurious as the Ranger, but it's just simple, robust. And I think when you're going to buy a car, I would even urge your consumers, some of them are not fortunate enough like myself to drive all of these cars and see which one is the best, but I would say just take your time, do your research, spend a year or two driving everything in the competition just so you know and have an understanding so you don't make the wrong move. Because, I mean, if you buy a Hilux, you know that, okay, your value is set. You can trade it in and get your money's worth there. Even the D-Max is quite a good value proposition. Ford is good, but I'm not too sure. I mean, the previous generation Ranger Buckies didn't hold its value quite well. So if you're conservative of your money, you've got to think about the future. So that's just my 2 cents.
All right, so let's wrap it up, you know, with your favorite hot gem of the week and share a valuable motoring tip.
All right, so, you know, thank you, King Bash. So I would say avoid aggressive driving. I know we may be angsty and anxious and in a hurry to get somewhere. Just stay calm, people, you know, be patient, even in heavy traffic. And avoid, you know, sudden acceleration and braking and, you know, weaving through traffic without indicating. I mean, it's quite unnecessary. Let's all just be polite, calm on the roads and, you know, stay in our lane as we have to go on. And I'm going to end off with Fairy Tale by Liquid Deep.
Oh, man, Prashirvan, thank you so, so much for bringing through the hot jams and the info. I really do appreciate you. Do have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Kimbash. Have a blessed one. Appreciate you too. And have a good one, listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.